Good evening. Menard, M-E-N-A-R-D. I would like to start off by saying to Eric, I'm sorry. I feel it too, in terms of disrespect on both sides, and hopefully we will all rise to higher levels. And I am grateful to hear both sides. This is a wonderful opportunity to be hearing and learning and listening. And so give hope. We will get it right in terms of treating each other well. So thank you. My comments this evening are focused primarily on the pre-filed testimony of James Chalmers and his Appendix 46 of the Northern Pass application, which refers to possible effects of Northern Pass on both property values and marketing times in local and regional real estate markets. It is my hope that members of the SEC and the Council for the Public would agree on the absolute necessity to review additional research which has not been written by an individual who was retained and paid for by a utility company like Northern Pass looking for support for a major high voltage tension line project. In Appendix 46, Mr. Chalmers utilizes case studies or sold property data from corridor number 2, which is an existing line which passes through Deerfield. In my opinion, this study does not adequately address before and after effects. Drawing empirical data from a line whose tower heights are 45 to 75 feet currently does not address property owners' concerns about the effects of the proposed project, whose tower heights are well above tree line. The proposed heights on my family's property, pole 301 is 135 feet, pole 302 is 130 feet, 303 is 140 feet, 304 is 135 feet, and 305 is 120 feet. There is literature which does address valuation guidelines for before and after effects of transmission line projects. For the record, I wholeheartedly agree with real estate broker owner Peter Powell's remarks that were made in Plymouth. I will not repeat his points, but I echo his property value concerns. In closing, the summary of Chalmers' report state that Northern Pass will have little to no impact on real estate value. In my opinion, this conclusion creates a terrible injustice to property owners throughout New Hampshire. I am hopeful to participate in the SEC proceedings to bring the concerns about loss of property value to the table. Thank you.